You're listening to Allied Health Podcast, talking all things allied health with your hosts, Danielle Whedon, physiotherapist, and Claire Jones, occupational therapist.
In this episode of Allied Health Podcast, we dive into topics of colour, inclusion, visibility, breaking down barriers, and conversation starters, featuring an exciting Aussie startup from Noosa, Queensland, Colour My Wheels. We're joined by Joe Chambers, the owner of Colour My Wheels and the creator and supplier of vibrant and fully sustainable wheelchair wheel covers and spoke guards. Founded in only 2023, Colour My Wheels is rapidly growing and was recently a finalist for ATSA's 2024 Best New Product Award. Welcome, Joe, and thanks so much for joining Danielle and I today.
Oh, thank you. What a beautiful introduction.
Very worthy.
Thanks.
So we want to start at the beginning. Can you tell us about what inspired you to start Colour My Wheels?
Sure. So my mum was my inspiration. She ended up a number of years ago now, about 7 years ago, I think, this year, pretty much losing her whole life as it was. She'd been on a medication for about 20 years, which destroyed all the bones in one of her knees. So she could no longer function as an independent human being. So she went into a wheelchair, she went into aged care because she needed 24/7 care, which was identified after a number of falls that she found it very difficult to recover from. So all at once, just everything was taken. She was popped into a wheelchair, thrown into aged care. I say that with as much love as I possibly can because I have a lot to say about aged care. And that's what her life became. So living somewhere where, you know, people could take care of her 24/7. And she was relatively young, so she was mid-70s. So in aged care, generally, unless at that age they have dementia or something, they're not in aged, you know, they're not in aged care. So my mum found it very, very difficult. She's very mentally with it, but her body just let her down big time. She ended up in a wheelchair in there. So I decided that if that was her fate, I wanted to make it as sort of bright and colourful and warm and joyful as I possibly could. So I started with her room and I made bright coloured curtains and cushions and got her a very beautiful bed cover with bright coloured birds on it and, you know, did everything that I could so that she didn't feel like, you know, A, the walls were closing in on her and B, that she'd been forgotten. So because she loves colourful clothes. So I just kept kind of encouraging that. And then I moved sort of out into her garden and there's crystals everywhere. There's colour, there's crystals, there's windmills and, you know, everything that she could look out on as well. And then I started on her wheelchair. So I initially bought wheel covers from abroad. Took a really, really long time for them to get here. They were expensive, and when they did get here, I kind of went, wow, these are a ridiculously simple concept for the joy that they can bring. And it took me a number of years, and in the end, it was only just the beginning of last year, to be honest, I couldn't get it out of my head. I just kept saying to myself, I can do this. Why isn't somebody doing this as a dedicated business in Australia? Maybe that just needs to be me, I just needed my partner to say to me one day, just do it, just look into it and do it. And I did. I just started. I went to every single printer, sign writer, everywhere on the Sunshine Coast until I found what I needed, and I just went, that's it, I'm doing it. So yeah.
And for our listeners who haven't seen the wheelchair covers, Joe, they completely cover the. They completely cover the wheel, don't they?
So, yeah, so they completely cover the spoke area of the wheel. So you can imagine that there's a wheel just inside the wheel. There's a push rim, which is where their hands, you know, go to push their wheelchair. And just inside that again, so they fit through the push rims onto the spokes so that they completely cover that kind of spoke area of the wheel.
Mm. When you were talking about your mum's room in aged care and the garden and what you'd done to it with colour and crystals, I was thinking about the reaction of staff and how that changed her environment within that setting.
Yes.
I'd imagine that
It's been massive. So everyone knew who goes to her room. So they have a lot of agency staff where she is. And every single person who's new, who hasn't been to mum's room before, says something about her room. They always tell her how lovely it is, how welcoming it is. I think in comparison to some people that moved there and they could have had the same old furniture at home for 50 years and that goes with them. We got rid of everything. And everything came in light and bright and new, and it's a really nice space. So people walk into it and they go, oh, Margaret, wow, I love your room. It's so bright and joyful. And they actually spend longer with her, I think. You know, and people make a point of going to see her because it's a happy, bright place.
And Jo, it sounds like it's her. Like she's had passion for colour all her life, and it's her, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, my mum is so easy to buy gifts for. I buy her, you know, the funkiest earrings, you know, all these bright colours, and I try to buy them from people who are also, you know, amazing Australian artists and all the rest of it. So I kind of support people who are in line with my business and my product, and my mum benefits from that.
Mm-hmm. And what's the reaction when she goes out with a wheelchair covers?
Oh, complete stranger. People have actually, they yell out to her. People actually yell out, I love your wheels. And before she can even turn around to who said it, they're gone. You know, there's no one there anymore. Mm. But as she said, everything from sitting in a doctor's office, people will just start talking to her. So the first time that, I never realised, you know, in all my naivety starting this business, this was the one impact that I did not foresee, had no clue about. I was with her in an optometrist's one day, and people generally would direct conversation to me. And a woman walked over and she just went, oh, I love your wheels. And I just took a bunch of steps back and let my mum take over. And she just had this lovely conversation about her wheel covers and how much she loves them and where they came from and all the rest of it. And all of a sudden it just opened up this whole other world of conversation to her, and people were seeing her. She was being seen for the first time since she was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, it sparks conversation and it's about being seen.
That's correct.
Yeah. And it's that icebreaker and that opportunity for people to engage and get the conversation started.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the other side of it was, I got off the phone only minutes before I was due to jump on with you guys, with Kate from Pure Wheelchairs, and her business is thoroughly cleaning wheelchairs to take them back to brand new. Amazing service, amazing woman. And we were having this big conversation and I said to her, you know, the one thing that I realized, you know, because wheelchair users tell me the impact that these wheel covers are having. From the perspective of an able-bodied person who has a disabled mum, the impact on able-bodied people is astonishing because they feel good that they have found a way to interact with a person with a disability. Because a lot of them don't know how. A lot of them don't know how and are not comfortable and really would like to, but are not sure where to start. Mm-hmm. And just to say that one thing to gauge if that person wants to talk to them, it's empowering from both sides.
Yeah. It's the fear of saying the wrong thing, isn't it? I'll say nothing because I'm so fearful of saying the wrong thing.
Correct.
But these beautiful, great, patterned wheels.
Yep. That you know are there because they've chosen for them to be there. Therefore, you are complimenting them on their choice of wheelchair decor. So all of a sudden, this thing that started out as quite functional that's become decorative and it's just become a complete, you know, sort of icebreaker that, you know, as I say, I never saw that. Yeah. From the beginning until I was with my mum and saw it with my own eyes, I never saw it, but that's consistently been the feedback that I've got from people who bought them.
Mm. And who's, I mean, you talk about your mum and aged care, Jo, what's the market?
Oh, okay. So I have my target market. I can break down into wheelchair suppliers, OTs and end users.
Mm.
And it's every demographic that those three encompass, every demographic from children So pediatric chairs, really popular. And people will look at them and go, oh, yeah, they're great for kids. I'm like, my mum's 81 and people of her age love them. They bring them joy that they can otherwise be denied just by being in this functional black wheelchair. So every single demographic, male and female.
And what's the practical benefit of the covers?
Yeah, so the other name for them is spoke guards. So basically they cover the spokes. So all of a sudden you've got this whole area of spokes which nothing can get into. So it does make them, it does provide a practical function as well.
Right.
On the practical side of things, how do they attach to the wheelchair and the guards?
Oh, so easy. They've got four Velcro straps on the back, and you literally push them through. I should have been more prepared. I should have had one sitting here so I could actually show you. Because I was given a couple of wheels and I've got them to use for that purpose. So literally the wheel cover just slots through the push rims and the Velcro through the spokes, and you just turn it around. Like with my mum's chair, she's in it when I change hers. So I just move the wheel, Velcro the strap, move it again, Velcro the strap. I change them in about 30 seconds. So right. Really, really easy. And there are a lot of wheelchairs, of course, where the wheels come off. So if you've just got the wheel, same again, wheel cover goes through, turn around, Velcro on the back.
And are they quite lightweight and are they washable?
Yes to both. So they are really lightweight. They're made of like the polypropylene product that they're made out of is super, super lightweight. I think when I post them with all the packaging included, it's about 700 grams and that's all the packaging. That's three layers of packaging. So they are very, very lightweight, really easy to take care of. They're virtually scratch resistant. If you get anything on them, they just need a wipe down. Literally damp cloth, wipe them down, and they will last for years.
And talking about packaging, Jo, they're not only Australian made, but they're fully sustainable. Is that correct?
Yes. So I'm super, super proud that I found the right people to partner with. So right at the beginning, I really wanted to have something that showed that we were being responsible and that we weren't just putting another plastic product out in the environment. So I sourced products that are actually made in Melbourne. So their polypropylene product is made in a full circle recycling situation in Melbourne that comes up to Brisbane to my printer. They are also fully sustainable. So they are fully powered by solar. They feed solar back to the grid. The materials, all the offcuts are sent back to the manufacturer of the base product. They use low-tox inks. Everything is just so beautifully done. The finish is amazing. And they even use the center cutouts that they cut out for the hub, and they send those to me with artwork on from the wheel covers with my website, and then I use those as a type of business card at expos and events.
I love it. And I know you could probably talk for a very long time about it, but you use a local artist, or you can use your own design, you can customise what you want.
Yes. So I have, again, very, very proudly, I've engaged, I think we're up to 6 or 7 Australian artists who contribute. One traditionally Indigenous, one is more contemporary Indigenous, the rest all just incredible. Two contributing Canadian artists, and then I have a bunch of my own designs, and you can get custom designs done as well. So you can send me your artwork and we can have that printed onto the wheel covers. So that could be a photo. It could be a design that someone came up with. It could be branding. It could be a logo. It could be absolutely anything.
And Jo, you've got some pretty exciting Paralympic news.
I do, yes. I have two amazing Paralympians that I've been building a relationship with over the last number of months. One's Susan Seipel, who is going to Paris as a paracanoeist. She's qualified about a month or 6 weeks ago to go to Paris. and was already sporting my wheel covers, traveling the world, competing with her own personalized wheel covers. She will have the official Indigenous design on her wheel covers for the opening ceremony. This week, Rachel Watson, she started her trials yesterday. I watched her do her 50 metres freestyle last night. Just waiting to hear on qualifying for that and for the 100 metres. And with any luck, Rachel will also be going to Paris and will have the official Indigenous design on for the opening ceremony alongside Susan. So that will be, I guess, Colour My Wheels' most proud moment to date when we watch the opening ceremony.
We will be watching. It's so exciting.
It really is. Yeah, it really is. And, I thought it was pretty cool that I had the Australian wheelchair fencing team traveling with my wheel covers on their wheelchairs. That was pretty cool to start with. And then to have Susan and a Canadian, Brianna Hennessy, competing against each other in the World Champs in Hungary, both with personalized wheel covers that we created, was very cool. So you've got very neat photos that came out of that.
You've got a photo on LinkedIn.
Yes.
Haven't you, both athletes?
Yes. So, and they are direct competitors. So they came home went home from Hungary, with second and third. So Brianna took silver and Susan took bronze. So it was, that was very cool.
Can you tell us a bit more about catering for team events and corporate branding?
Yep. So that's something that I would really, really love to do more of going ahead. Corporate branding, I guess because of the removable nature of these, a lot of people have dealt with more permanent solutions in the past, whereas these are so removable that any corporate can have anyone with them, knowing that when they get home, they can take them off or change them out for their fun personal pair of wheel covers. So definitely branding sports teams. I can imagine a whole sports team arriving to a competition in their day chairs, all with their team on their wheelchairs, which that would be amazing. I think they should all have it. Mm-hmm. And from the other angle, at the moment we're working with the Broncos to come up with a design because someone has actually asked for them. And again, I'm picturing, every AFL team being able to offer wheel covers for their wheelchair using supporters, because there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
So to turn up to the game with their team on their wheel covers, I think is amazing. And then, of course, there's the whole get signatures on the wheel covers. And
of course.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. You wear a team tracksuit. Have a
team beanie, team scarf, exactly. Team wheel covers.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely. That's, hopefully that's in the plan.
And how can people purchase the wheelchair covers, Joe?
Okay. So depending on if they're getting a wheelchair scripted, so they can talk to their OT or the wheelchair supplier, or they can go to our website. So, and no matter which one of those they do, they can ask me for a separate invoice if they want to do the whole NDIS funding thing.
Yeah. So they are NDIS funded?
Correct, they are. So they're considered assistive technology accessories under the consumables banner, and because of their protective nature of being spoke guards, it's something that absolutely can be done. Yeah, and I've helped people to do that, and we've had no issues to date. So, and they're a pretty low cost item when you consider the overall cost of a wheelchair. So to be sort of functional as well as decorational is, it seems to work just fine.
Yeah, and that's an important thing to remember, isn't it? It's not just about the decoration, massive benefits from the decoration, but yep. It's also you're protecting the functioning of the wheelchair.
Correct.
Absolutely. The longevity of the wheelchair.
Yeah, and I had a teacher come feedback to me that she thought it was brilliant because none of the children could actually get their fingers in her wheels anymore.
Oh, of course. Safety aspect. I hadn't thought of
Yes.
that.
Yeah. Yep.
That's
So,
great.
yeah.
So most of our listeners are therapists. How can they get in touch with you and any extra details that you want to pass on to anyone listening?
Okay, so I am on Instagram. Easiest way to find me is on Instagram. I'm trying to make sure my content there is sort of relevant in terms of designs, how to use, how to measure. But absolutely, find me on Instagram and message me. My website, colormywheels.com.au, very, very easy. You can shoot me an email. Simple hello@colormywheels.com.au, and I am happy to answer any questions. I'd rather answer 100 questions than to not be asked those questions, because being a fairly new product and people want to get more familiar with them, ask away, happy to answer.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Jo. It's been fantastic to hear more about Colour My Wheels, and we can't wait to see what the future holds.
Oh, thanks very much. If there's anything else that you want to know, just let me know. I'm happy to chat.
Remember, she doesn't mind 100 questions.
No, I don't.
Thanks, Jo.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Allied Health Podcast. Please subscribe via Apple, Google, or wherever you find your favourite podcasts. And if you've enjoyed the show, please give it a 5-star rating and review, and be sure to tell your therapy colleagues and friends to tune in.